Everybody, welcome back to Steelers Live. Right now, as the team is preparing for the 2018 NFL Draft, there are some pre-draft visitors coming here to the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. At the owners' meetings in Orlando, I had a chance to catch up with Steelers president Art Rooney II to talk about his involvement in the pre-draft visits.
Yeah, I try to visit with the players who come into the facility and visit us, and so that's really our last opportunity to have a one-on-one with these players, so it's an important part of draft preparation, and we're looking forward to that part of it.
All right, here is Ryan Shazier from whenever he took a pre-draft visit here before being drafted. Stephon Tuitt was another one of those guys. The list can kind of go on and on, Labs. So the rules are each team is allowed to bring in 30 guys, and they kind of get to pick and choose. Now, I know, you know, you're scheduling around guys who might be visiting all 32 teams, maybe just 20, maybe just two, but it doesn't have to be guys that necessarily are first-round caliber. It could be guys that they just want some more information on as well.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that does not happen, at least here, is a workout. I mean, these guys come, they will visit with the coaches, get a tour of the facilities. Maybe they might go into a meeting room and a coach might put them up on the board, diagram some things, some kind of classroom type work. But there is no actual go onto the field and work out. And, you know, a lot of times I think fans automatically believe that, you know, this is like the final step before a team drafts a guy. They bring him in for this visit. And yeah, it's really not the case. I mean, the Steelers will draft most years, more than half of their draft picks that they make will not be pre-draft visitors. And, you know, you look at back at some of the years where we've compiled lists of these guys. You know, 2010, for example, you know, Rob Gronkowski was a visit. And you mentioned 30 is the limit. Mm-hmm. But the teams get waivers for what are referred to as local players. Now, Nate Byam and Doran Dickerson, you see them there on the under the tight ends, they played at Pitt. Rob Gronkowski was considered a local player because he attended Woodland Hills High School in Pittsburgh. But if you look at that list there, there are three players, and they're bolded, who were drafted by the Steelers. LeGarrette Blount ended up signing as a free agent. But Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, and Marquise Pouncey. You see some other names on there that you recognize as being NFL players. A lot of times those guys are just brought in. Either they've had, you know, some sort of medical situation that the team might want to check up on and get an update, or maybe the Steelers were unable to meet with them at the combine, or maybe the meeting at the combine didn't last long enough, or whatever. But this is just another piece of the information gathering process. And again, it's not any time the Steelers bring in a player for a draft visit, it doesn't mean that they're going to pick them.
All right, and let's go to 2015, kind of a similar exercise as we've done with 2010, just to look at the names on the list. And as you said, some of them known to Steelers fans because they were drafted, or I believe Tyler Murphy was undrafted, but he was here for a little bit. Sammy Coates, you see on that list. And then when you go to defensive players, there's still names here that are well-known guys that are still in the league as well. So,
but if you look at the 2015 defensive player group, one of the guys that sticks out to me is Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters, remember, when he was in college at the University of Washington, he had issues where, he either got into a confrontation with an assistant coach during a game, or, you know, whatever that was. And I'm sure that the Steelers, who were looking for cornerbacks that year, wanted to get Marcus Peters alone in a room with, you know, Mike Tomlin or whoever else, and get his side of that story, what happened. And again, as I said, a lot of these things are information gathering sessions. A lot of them also, as I said, Mike Tomlin likes to get into a room alone with these guys. He has a pretty good BS detector, having two teenage sons. You know, you kind of get a feel for when they're being totally honest, when they're trying to cover up something or gloss over something. And, you know, that could be a very, again, a very valuable part of the information gathering process.
We're working on a draft feature to come before the draft starts this year. And one of the people we interviewed also said sometimes somebody surprises you at the combine or at their pro day, and all of a sudden you're intrigued and they're moving up higher in your board, and then you feel like you need to bring them in to learn a little bit more.
Right.
So many reasons that go into it. So stop writing labs and asking and answered and asking about all the guys that have been coming up this year, and if the Steelers are going to draft them.
Yeah, I mean, so far, though, you know, there have been, I guess we're about halfway through, give or take. You haven't had a whole lot of names through here so far that are being associated with the first round. And a lot of times that is the case because, you know, again, looking at those lists, there weren't a lot of number one picks necessarily on those lists. Those guys have been scouted by this point probably by a couple of scouts, plus Kevin Colbert, plus they saw him at the combine, plus they probably went to their pro day. And so those guys have been examined under the microscope by four or five, maybe even six different members of the coaching staff / personnel department. So a lot of times these visits are more, as you mentioned, to kind of try and catch up on guys who are fast risers or who had injuries and maybe couldn't work out either at their pro day or at the combine. You know, just trying to catch up and fill in some of the blanks.
All right, for our Steelers Nation Unite members, today the keyword is NFL. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com, enter the keyword NFL. It's good until the end of today, Thursday. So we're getting closer to the draft. We still need that regular season schedule, a lot more to cover.
Did we play Christmas Day again?
Oh.
Christmas Day is a Tuesday.
Well, we could play Christmas Eve, so don't jinx it, all right?
On the road, Christmas Eve.
Don't say it.
Oakland.
Labs. Hopefully that is not the case, boys and girls.
Don't worry, Missy. I'll have your present. I'll wrap it. I'll
ready
have it on the
plane for me on the way home?
Yeah.
All right. I can maybe be convinced. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week, Thursday at 4 p.m. Have a great night, everybody.